Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So while you are quarantining, it is still important for you to stay connected, especially here in the Pacific Northwest, where a lot of us, well, we know how to stay away from people. We're not that good at staying connected, but staying connected is so, so important. Even for some of my, if you will, homebody friends,
yes.
They're starting to go like, oh my gosh, I do need to see a person once in a while. So while you're at home, you can stay connected with us by listening on your smart speakers. That's a good thing to do. Have a friendly voice. And Steve is well in your ear. You know?
It's me.
Yeah, do that.
Your friendly voice.
Yeah, and you can just say play KISW on any of your smart speakers. If you want more info on how you can stay connected, just go to KISW.com. Remember, stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa!
B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix. And it's time to turn down for Thursday.
Thursday, right? That's right, buddy. It's about time.
Oh, yeah. Turn down for that Thursday. It's Friday, Junior.
Yeah. This week has been the longest month that I've had to deal with.
Oh, really? Has this been a tough week for you, buddy?
It's been a long week, man.
Oh, I didn't know.
Been a long month, been a long year.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
I mean, I know it's tough for everyone, but...
You haven't shown it. You've still been the same grumpy a-hole you always been, so it's
well,
it hasn't affected you.
I had a little reprieve yesterday with April Fool, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Somebody already was saying that they're not going to be very happy if you continue this April tomfoolery.
No.
They say, okay, guys, if Rev ruins today's B-Migs like he did yesterday, someone at my work is going to get hurt. Just kidding.
Ooh.
Or am I?
Fear not. Just don't do it.
Kind of want to see. Rome, I want to see the forest burn a little bit.
I'm going back to the normal integrity that we have for this fine game.
Good. This is a very luxurious, prestigious game.
Luxurious?
I don't know.
What are you?
Such
are
a big
okay?
word there.
You know what? You just have a scarcity of words that you can use.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for understanding.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just got to throw out other words to figure out what the word is that I really want to use.
Yeah. Use
prestigious.
Use that great fat schmeal.
Or prestigious.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. You can go either way with that one.
Let's get to our contestant. We've
That's
got
right.
Mike in Parkland. Mike, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mikey.
Hey, what's he playing for today?
Something luxurious and prestigious that we just don't know just yet. But when we do, we'll let you know. And surprise, that will be announced at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Corona.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Emma is the name of the child of which two characters on the TV show Friends?
Ross and Rachel.
Yes, the Jonas Brothers consist of Kevin, Joe, and whom?
Joe.
No, I said Joe.
That's what you said. Pass.
Who is the dad of Stan Marsh on South Park?
Pass.
Professional baseball player Jackie Robinson died in which decade?
70s.
Yes. What country singer is Faith Hill married to?
Tim McGraw.
Yes. Emperor, king, and chin strap are all types of what bird?
Ooh. Peacock.
No.
Hawk.
No.
Eagle.
No. What type of item was the orca in the movie Jaws?
Repeat that.
What type of item was the orca in the movie Jaws?
A boat.
Yes. Which country is the setting for the play known as Les Mis?
France.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct. Oh, yeah, that's
only
it.
France can come up with a pile like that.
What? Oh, you're hating on Les Mis?
I surely am.
Wow. Yeah. That's like it's a classic.
Just, I know it's a classic. I get it. Just like there's a lot of Shakespearean classics, and I'm not a fan of a lot of Shakespeare unless it's redone.
Well, I guess if they stick it in space and put them in red shirts and give them communicators, you'll be more apt to want to
Are you saying Star Trek is actually just Les Mis in space? Is that what you're telling me?
Everybody knows that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right.
Hey, Steve, are you ready? Emma is the name of the child of which two characters on the TV show Friends?
Chandler and Courtney.
No.
Oh, crap.
Chandler and Courtney.
Chandler and Monica.
No.
Ross and Rachel.
Yes.
Yes.
The Jonas Brothers consisted of Kevin, Joe, and whom?
Nick.
Yes. Who is the dad of Stan Marsh on South Park?
Mr. Felding.
No.
Mr. Felding.
Yes.
Who the hell is that?
Kyle.
No.
Kyle is his father, yes.
Danny V. No.
What?
Professional baseball player Jackie Robinson died in which decade?
In the 70s.
Yes. What country singer is Faith Hill married to?
Tug McGraw.
What?
Tim McGraw.
Yes.
Yeah, his dad.
Yeah.
That'd be a whole different relationship.
Emperor, king, and chin strap are all types of what bird?
Oh, that's a penguin.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
What type of item was the orca in the movie Jaws?
Boat.
Yes.
Yes.
Which country is the setting for the play known as Les Mis?
Oh, France.
Yes. All 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-5.
Sorry, Mike.
Sorry.
All right, you take it easy, buddy. Stay safe.
Stay connected.
Yeah.
He didn't know that Nick was the Jonas brother that I didn't name.
Yeah. Would you have accepted bonus?
No.
Why?
Because there is no bonus Jonas.
Yeah, there is. They have a little brother who's the bonus Jonas. Yeah, he counts.
Oh, is he the fourth Jonas brother?
Yeah, he was in the band, I think, or at least they brought him out once in a while.
I don't believe you.
What are you saying?
In the slightest.
Yes, I'm not kidding.
Is there a fourth Jonas brother?
Yeah, there's a bonus Jonas. I think it's not bonus.
His name isn't bonus.
No, but they used to call him. I forget his name. Sarah could tell you if she knows.
His name is Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
Frankie Jonas.
And he was the bonus Jonas, and they brought him out every once in a while.
Frank Jonas.
I don't know why I know this, probably because I have a daughter.
Ooh, what is Frankie Jonas up to these days? He's an actor.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. So
that's why you have had to take bonus as an answer.
No.
Because they called him.
It's not Frankie quote bonus Jonas. It's not his nickname.
That was what they. Yes, it was. They called him the bonus. If you don't know why, you have to take my word for it.
I'm not taking your word for it.
Sarah, come in here and she'll validate this.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, she remembers the bonus Jonas. She's not coming in here. Never mind.
She doesn't want to talk about it. I respect that she's not coming in to talk about the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Who is the dad of Stan Marsh on South Park?
That's anybody? Randy.
Yeah, Randy Marsh.
He's all about Tegrity Farms.
That's right.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 7 correct.
Yeah, caller number 7. I don't know what I'm going to give you because we haven't figured it out yet, but you know it's good. You know we're good for it. 206-421-ROCK. Give us a call. Caller number 7. Congratulations to you. All right, buddy.
What's up?
Got a new poll and found out that most of us are now doing things to stop the virus from spreading. Most of us. There are still some states that I can't believe every time I watch the news, they show those states on the map that are not doing all this, haven't shut the place down yet, and I don't know what they're waiting for.
I'm hearing that if you wash your hands for a certain amount of time, that helps.
Oh, are you hearing that?
And cough into your elbow.
Yeah. 85% of Americans say they've changed their behavior in some way to avoid getting sick. And here's what I want to say. Now, I mean, granted, this is how the virus is spreading
coming from the coast. So it's, but you know, the Midwest, if you will, you know, as opposed to the coasts of the rest of our country, they tend to think differently than the coast people. It just in general, when it comes to voting and things of that nature. And so I'm wondering how you don't realize that it's going to get to you. I mean, it's going in your direction. You just can see how it is. It's going from the coast and it's coming to you. That's how it's going.
I don't want to say that, but there was a moment in time where everyone was like, how did you not think it was not coming to the United States? When for the longest time, a lot of people were, had that same mentality. So it just takes a moment. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's just... You know, you continuously like tell yourself it's not going to hit us.
Well, you're right.
It hits us.
I'll tell you what it is.
Ignorance?
Well, ignorance is part of it. But you know, Steve, we didn't believe some of our leaders were telling us that it wasn't a big deal. That was the problem.
Right. But there's plenty of people outside of our leaders, because not everyone listens to our politicians. And there's plenty of people, if you like, we're paying attention to the news, are saying, dude, it's coming. It's a matter of time. And still people are like, it's just the flu. It's not a big deal. I don't think it's just because of the leaders. I think it's just people that just refuse to believe that something can impact them the way that it is currently.
Well, that has to be what it is now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, 15% of Americans still are like, eh, I'm just going to live my life. So what are we doing? Here are the things you should be doing, 85% of us.
Because it's funny, my wife and I were talking about this yesterday, and I'm like, I've definitely had to make the changes because I was a slob. You know, I mean, I'm doing all I can with hand sanitizer, washing things, wiping things. I'm trying to be a cleaner person and trying not to get sick and also not get anyone else sick. My wife, on the other hand, she's like, it really hasn't impacted me. I've always been like a neat freak. Like, she's the one that will wipe down things in an airplane, like, that she sits near.
Yeah, I do the same thing myself just because I travel a lot and I don't want to get sick.
Right.
In general. And my doctor says, you know, the older you get, the more you got to watch this stuff. I guess I'm going to have to start getting flu shots now. I wanted to avoid those.
Yeah.
And avoiding crowded places is the number one thing. We're all doing that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was talking to a bunch of people in line at Dick's yesterday. It was a ton of us, and we all agreed that we shouldn't be in crowded spaces.
You guys are doing a good job.
Yep.
Well, you got to get your deluxe. It's funny, a month
Two
ago.
Of them sometimes, BJ.
Okay. Well, and listen, that's between you and your
and
God.
Dick.
Yeah, you and your God, my friend.
Mr. Spadey.
Yeah, Mr. Dick. Yeah, 67% of people are saying, yeah, we're avoiding crowded places. A month ago, that was 27%. And again, I was part of that 27% because I was just following what the governor was telling me. That was, and really, they needed to roll it out quicker than they did. So that, but you know what? As soon as you rolled it out, as soon as you told me, I'm like, okay, I'm falling in line. Not touching certain things when you go out. Half of us are doing that from 24%.
I do think about that sometimes. Like if we're out on a walk, I'm like, ooh, don't want to touch even a mailbox. Like, yeah, they had to get the mail from our and you know, and sometimes you get a bigger package, so then you had to open up another mailbox, which isn't our typical one. I'm like, get the hand sanitizer out. It's time for me to touch this mailbox.
Yeah, I'm leaving the stuff outside like now. I'm like they tell you to do. You know, like that crazy guy I showed you from Michigan, that doctor.
Yep.
They actually put him on the news last night, and this is what they're recommending on national news. I was watching NBC News tonight with Lester, and Lester's like, here's what you got to do now.
I do appreciate that somebody posted a picture of Michael Jackson and said, oh, we were all laughing at him back in the day, huh? And it was a picture of him with a mask and wearing a glove.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah, Michael knew, didn't he?
He knew. No one listened. Bubbles told him.
What was it? Bubbles, yeah. How about better personal hygiene?
Yes.
I know amongst a lot of my, not my current group of gamer friends, but when I go to conventions, you know, that's a big concern. And, you know, it's one of the reasons I think why we get con crud is because of the fact there are just a lot of folks that go to our conventions that just for some reason don't figure that they got to be personally hygienic. And we're seeing now that, you know, something that's a big contributor to this. People that just aren't really taking good care of themselves. I mean, I you laugh, Steve. In the last convention I went to, they put in their book, the little book that says, here's what's going on, and they call it the, is it the 6-2-1? 6-2-1 rule. It's like, get 6 hours of sleep,
yep,
two meals a day, and one shower a day. They put that in my book, and I'm like, they really have to tell people this.
Sadly, dude, I think that's anyone that's an obsessive person that would go to any kind of convention, because I feel like they got to do that for wrestling fans too. Like when I go to the WrestleCon, when I've gone to WrestleMania, you look at some, and I'm guilty of it too. You want to just be knee deep in the world of wrestling, so you go all of the indie shows and you're at the convention signings and the panels. And it's like, take a minute to go back to your room and take a shower, guys.
Yeah,
because I could tell you're not.
Yeah. Number four is skipping work or working from home. So many people are doing that.
Oh, dude, yeah. Just drive around Seattle right now. I mean, just traffic is insane, and it has everything to do with the fact that no one's going to work.
And I want to give big props to everybody here who's doing that, because we wouldn't be able to use these studios if not for the fact that everybody else is gone.
It's weird when you leave the station at around like 10-ish and you go downstairs in the lobby, which is usually like just there's the hustle and bustle. Because it's a big building. It's the Bank of America building.
Yeah.
And there's nobody.
There's nobody. I mean, you got the folks that are working at the hospital that we have in our building. And I think then it's just us. And then the people that, you know, work security. I see nobody. It's like you said, Steve, it's crazy.
Parking has been ridiculously easy.
Oh, parking's awesome.
Like, I have not had to fight for a spot in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you get your choice. It's just like, where do I want to park today? I feel like it's my garage.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Somebody even said, brought up a good point. This is one that I didn't even think about until my wife told me, gas pumps really bad. Everyone that drives is pumping gas. So 75% of people, you know, still whatever, that according to this texter, but a lot of people are touching gas pumps. So keep that in the back of your mind when you're filling up your gas to use some hand sanitizer or keep your hands clean.
I got the hand sanitizer in the car. Also have gloves, which I usually use for colder weather, but now I use, and no matter what, just to pump gas. See? Yeah. Avoiding tourists? Well, that's easy. We're not going anywhere, right? Nobody's doing a thing. Keeping your kids home from school? Yeah, lots of people are doing that, obviously. And wearing a face mask in public? Here's the thing. They're saying do some makeshift now. And I just had it,
I'm wearing a luchador mask from now on.
Yeah, dude, they're saying don't take the professional ones because the first responders need them. But they're saying even if you just make one of your own or, you know, whatever the case may be, you get one that's not medical grade, it's still better than not having one, even though it's gone back and forth. And I just had a little bit of a fight with somebody on the internet last night who's a friend of mine, because he was like, oh, no, that's a lie. You're not supposed to wear masks. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Stories
have changed. Since
exactly.
The old story of don't use masks. Yeah.
Well, and he went to the CDC's website and I go, well, that's odd that they haven't updated their own website, because that's where the information was just revealed on the news broadcast I watched. They said, according to the CDC, it looks like a mask, even if you can make any kind, would be good.
Well, maybe the person that usually updates the website's not working right now.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. If only you could do that kind of stuff from a remote location. But you can't.
It's impossible. Come on.
Yeah. But 1 in 7 people say they're still not taking any protective measures. Yeah.
You know, that person's probably going to be the one that doesn't get sick.
That's the thing. Don't you wish that the people that go, hey, I'm fine, you go, all right, fine. And instead of somebody who's really a cool person gets targeted by this, who's doing everything right.
This morning, I want everyone to get through this. It sucks when you hear about people passing away from it. But when they said that like 28 of the spring breakers got the coronavirus, my first thought was, serves them right. But then I'm like, no, because then they're going to be the idiots that are going to give it to their grandparents. And they're going to be the idiots that are going to give it to like the guy that they see at a store that's an older person. You know what I mean? But like those idiots should be inconvenienced because they're just being irresponsible.
And that's the problem, is that you just don't even know you have it sometimes. That's the other thing. Some people don't even show symptoms.
Right.
That's why you can't do anything. This information is just getting out to everybody. And unfortunately, people aren't believing it because of, I don't know, their leaders, their friends, whatever, their peers. In this case, their pastors. I mean, the idea that somebody who you believe in at your church would be telling you to do something different because, well, God will take care of it. That's not cool. You know, we all have the parable where God sent the three boats, right, when somebody was drowning, and God said, hey, look, I sent you three boats. What do you want? I mean, you can't blame. You got to be smart. You can't sit there and, what's it? God helps those who help themselves. So you can't be blaming the big guy in this. You got to be smart. You know, and that dude got arrested. He had how many people in Florida, whatever it was?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And it's like, I don't blame people. That's their faith.
No, I do blame people. You got a guy saying, hey, let's all get together, and you're reading all this stuff, and it's telling you not to do that. You're an idiot for doing that.
Yeah, I'm with you because I can't
anyone but ourselves. We got to blame ourselves if you're being irresponsible.
So you're saying no, you should know better, and you should just know your pastor just obviously is ill-informed.
I think there's a lot of stupid people. It doesn't matter what they're doing, but they're being stupid, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to be stupid with them.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you on that, buddy. I mean, but I totally think it's irresponsible for any leader of any kind not to be smart about this and not to be informed. And that, to me, is probably the biggest thing that's gone on with all this. Hopefully, that changes. But right now, we have a bigger issue, Steve.
Yes.
We have got to find out why there's a huge debate online over one of our leaders' nipples. I'm not kidding. There's a governor, and there's a nipple debate about this governor. I'll tell you all about it at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There has been speculation this week about whether or not New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has pierced nipples. And this is all because pictures of him started surfacing. He's wearing a tight white shirt, and white is the worst. I mean, light colors are bad. I know, for me too. I don't like wearing them because it shows my man boobs and everything. And so I can really empathize with
shows the curves, baby.
Yeah. His ex-girlfriend, TV chef Sandra Lee, has weighed in on this whole thing, saying on her Instagram stories, you people are body shaming this guy. I don't know if it's a body shame if you're just trying to find out if the guy has pierced nipples. I don't think that... Is that a body shame?
I don't know how she's viewing it as that, but I guess we could hear what she has to say to understand why she's calling it body shaming.
I woke up this morning to a lot of stuff going on online, a lot of stories being written and a lot of nonsense being said. And I just want to say, body shaming is not okay. It's never going to be okay. When people are out in the front lines working so hard for all of our benefits, to then turn around and body shame, shame on you. Knock it off.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't understand why she would think us wondering whether or not he has nipple rings. Unless, like, he has a weird nipple deformity that makes him look like nipple rings, and that could be the problem.
That could be the body shame if, in fact, he's got issues there. But nobody knows that. But then again...
And I never thought I'd say nipple deformity on the radio ever in my life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Corona.
I understand because, you know, some of us are raised where you just wouldn't bring stuff like that up. No matter what you noticed in life, you were always raised with tact. Like, we don't talk about that. That's my generation. I don't know if you and Generation X, Steve, have also been raised like, there are just things you don't bring up whether you notice them or not.
But it's nipple rings. We're not talking about, like, if these are actual nipple rings, like, nobody's bringing up, like, him having a receding hairline and giving him a hard time about that. Like, that's the part that I'm confused about. Because I mean, they've had like nipple.
you're the change, is what I'm saying generationally. Yeah. And Danny and Vicky, you see a picture like that, you don't think you have no problem saying, hey, what's going on with that guy? No. Yeah. See, that's the difference. I think it's a generational thing where, you know, you at least go, wait, oh no, if it's about his hairline, I wouldn't talk about it. And where Danny and Vicky, their generation is just like, you know, the millennials are like, nah, well, it's fair game. You can talk about it. He's on TV or he's got a picture on the internet. And that's the difference we live in, man, is that.
I think there's a difference of, like, commenting on somebody's appearance because of something that's actually attached, like that they were born with, than being like, hey, what's up? Does he have nipple rings? I don't think anybody's really being insulting just because they're curious.
Yeah, see, my generation says, no, you're being insulting by bringing anything up that is a sensitive area like that. And I'm not saying you're wrong.
I agree, very sensitive. That's why I wouldn't get him pierced.
Just saying that it's really interesting how we have changed in society about the things that we consider taboo to talk about and not. But here's the thing. If you're if you're the governor, you got to know that everybody's got their own opinions about these things and they will voice them. And here he is looking like he's got nipple rings.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Look, if he's got pierced nipples, that does, it's a cool thing to find out about a guy.
That's awesome. If he's in his 60s and decided to get his nipples pierced, I mean, good for him. Like, who cares, right?
Yeah. I mean, you get them pierced because it's pleasurable or is it really a look?
Both, I think.
Yeah, see, I can't imagine doing anything to my nipples. It's such a, like, I'm serious. I don't want you to touch them at all. I don't want
you
to.
But you're not a piercing enthusiast. Like, no. You have nothing pierced.
Oh, dude. If I could pierce some parts of my body if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. You do have that Prince Albert.
Yeah. I'm not going to, like, whoa. That, yeah. The Prince Albert was fine, you know, but this. This is sensitive, dude. I mean, even if I was a piercer, that's the last place I go.
I just think it's funny. Like the senior aide had to say, because the people were asking, he says, of course not. Sorry, internet. I don't know why he needed to make a statement about his nipples, but then there's people believing that maybe that's something to do with like him wearing like a Band-Aids on his nipples because the shirt like sometimes rubs your nips raw.
Oh.
Someone thought maybe it was like I love that there's people actually speculating like what they think it might be, a bulletproof vest, which I don't think it's that.
Oh, because, I hadn't even thought about that.
I mean, nothing else looks like it's being covered.
Yeah, and if you see the shirts open, you can see there's no vest there. But you know what? Maybe he didn't want to nip out, and he did have something covering him up, because that sometimes is embarrassing as a guy if you're nipping out, right?
Or maybe he should wear a t-shirt underneath this shirt if he's that worried about his nips.
Well, I don't think he was until people started taking pictures and noticing. So I think that's why. And
I like to pretend in my head that he has the piercing.
Yeah,
it just makes it more awesome.
Yeah, I think it makes him a cooler guy. And did I play this?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll play it again.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Let me get myself back on track. So based on this, we want to know, what is something about you that surprises people when they find out? Because if he has pierced nipples, that's a surprising, and I'm going to make up that that's what it is. I like that idea. It makes Cuomo cooler to me. How about you? What is something that, you know, when people find out about you, they're like, whoa? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is something about you that surprises people when they find out? Your calls, your texts, after System on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, the internet is debating over whether or not New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has pierced nipples after pictures of him in a tight shirt surfaced. So based on this, we want to know, what is something about you that surprises people when they find out? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in saying that a lot of people are shocked to find out that I'm a brain cancer survivor. Whoa. Stay safe, guys. Thanks for the continued broadcast. It's making the mornings entertaining. I'm glad our stupidity is helping your day.
Well, you know what? This is why we do it.
Yes.
You know, really, this is, we know how important it is, and I mean, really, I have such a busy schedule, but I'm fitting you guys in.
Yep, I think we need capes for our heroic behavior.
Yeah, we surely do. We need maybe some medals or something, right? Someone's got to give us something.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Maybe a short stack of pancakes. I'll take that.
You know, I don't feel appreciated enough. I mean, people are giving rounds of applause to all the first responders and nurses and all the people working on the front lines, but what about us?
Right, nobody's waiting outside our work, flashing their lights and clapping. Although that would freak me out if they did.
That would be, first of all, I would be like, really? You need to go right to the hospital and do that in front of the hospital, because those are the people really doing stuff.
So this is what surprises people about me, is that I can wiggle my ears one at a time. Please send a video of that.
Yes.
Put it on our Facebook or our
that
Twitter
page.
That
is a great idea. I want to see this guy wiggle his ears. Because that's a funny, I don't know what, that transcends everything. Wiggling your ears always looks weird and goofy and funny.
Like one of my buddies, Jaden's a wrestler around here, and he posted a video or a picture of how he was able to twist his thumb so his thumb can go back on the back of his hand.
Ooh, that's a thing.
The problem is that it inspired like a lot of us to try it, and it hurts.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Right, but you see, and you're like, how that doesn't seem all that hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. Trying to find the picture.
It's hard.
Yeah. Oh no, I learned rather quickly. It's difficult.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know where it is on his damn face.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to take your word for it, because that would make me freak out anyway. Seeing people's limbs and appendages in the wrong place. That's just a weird thing to me. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is something about you that surprises people when they find out?
Joey D's nuts.
I noticed that your son is in the room.
Oh, man, I wonder if I'm going to get surprised by this.
Well, every time I introduce myself to people and tell them that I'm BJ's son, no one ever believes me. For some reason, it surprises them because I'm so much taller than he is.
But you look alike.
Yeah, kind of, right? I feel like we have pretty similar facial hair and, facial structure.
You look like his son.
But I am, like, a gargantuan in comparison to him.
He looks good, but he does have a lot of his mom's features. That's the problem. He doesn't look like Sarah. You look at us and you go, okay, we really do have, you can see. But he does have my hairline. He does have, I gave him all my best qualities.
But it's annoying because they always do this thing where they go, oh, was it the milkman? Ha, ha, ha. Are you really his son?
Yeah.
And I don't mind one joke. It's fine. But when we get in a group, right? everyone has to get their one-liner in. You know, all of a sudden, I'm Seth Rogen's kid from Knocked Up, or Howard Stern's kid because he's really tall.
Yeah.
And eventually, I'm just like,
the Howard Stern one's kind of my, because he works in radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mom really.
Oh, Kathy got around.
Well, the problem was this. She was only good enough to just to be like a random squeeze for Howard. She had to settle for me for like a marriage.
Well, yes, but I guess so awkward. I'm like, you guys know you're just making jokes about my mom having an affair in front of me, in front of my dad.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess that's kind of true. Sorry, man.
Yeah, sorry, we're idiots. Yeah.
They're not like really believing that it happened.
I don't know, Steve. There are a couple of them that they bring it back up every time I see them.
Fascinating.
Right?
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. People, again, it's a funny thing where, my generation would not do that. But yeah, I hear it a lot, too. People go, wow, he's so tall. Who would your wife bang somebody? And I just sit there and go, like Joey said, we hear it so much. It's like everyone thinks they're saying it for the first time, but it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I have to give them the same answer every time. Actually, my wife's family, her father was tall. His whole family was tall. So that's where the tall comes from, even though my wife and I are not tall and my wife's mother's not tall. But, you know, her husband was. And that's the whole idea. So you really you take after basically your grandfather on mom's side. His whole family's tall.
Somebody texted in saying, I enjoy, people are surprised to find out that I'm a twin. My sister and I, we don't tell people, and then we enjoy the wow factor when it comes to it. So we keep it a secret.
That's cool when it's a secret.
Yeah.
Like that video of that kid that was, the mom tried to wipe peanut butter on his face, and it was like, you know,
the chocolate on her hand.
Yeah, I made it like it was poop. Toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he had a twin come out, which I didn't know from the video he had a twin, and it looked like he just ran real fast around the corner. That's always a surprise when you don't know somebody has an identical twin.
I know it's just from social media. Whenever I post a little picture, people are surprised to find out that I once had hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. Like, every time. And I've gotten to a point now where I even put that as a hashtag. Yes, I had hair. Because anytime I post a picture of me when I had some kind of hair on my head, it's like a legit shock for some people. Like, holy crap, you have hair?
I'm trying to remember.
What, you think I was born bald?
Well,
I was, but.
Yeah, you were born bald, actually.
Never mind.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a bad comeback.
That really is a bad comeback. Yeah. You surely weren't born smart. But
true.
Did I meet you when you had hair? Because I feel like I've only known you as bald, but I did meet you, I think, when you had hair.
Absolutely.
I don't remember that.
Been about, over 15 years.
Yeah. I would bet the house that was not the case. But you're probably right. But I can my only image of you is a dude without hair.
Yeah, because you remember me in the early stages of my old band, and I definitely had hair back then.
I'm not going to say you're wrong. It's just
wet it and let it fly when I was playing the drums.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that at all. I just remember you have none.
That's stupid.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Jeff in Marysville. Jeff, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Not too bad, Jeff. So how about you? What is something that surprises people when they find out?
Well, I used to do a little triple X in the industry.
You worked in the adult film industry? Is that what you're saying?
You're an action film star?
Yeah. Back in the 90s, I had a chance encounter and met Ron Jeremy, and we became pretty good friends. I lived in Vegas, and after a couple casual encounters with him, my ex-wife and I, we became friends with him, and he'd come into town, and we'd hang out and go to the AVNs with him, different little functions and stuff, and ended up. Ultimately, my ex-wife and I had the chance to do some scenes for him, and there's a couple movies out there on the shelf,
so you actually have movies that if I were to look up the names of the movies, they would be you and your ex-wife in there?
Yeah, for sure.
And were you involved with anybody else, or your ex-wife involved in anybody else in these movies, or was it just you two?
No, her and I, it began with her and I, and then she did a couple scenes, with other porn stars. Tony Montana was one of them.
She did a
thing with Ron once or twice.
I was going to ask, I wondered about that. That's got to be insane.
All right, so you said she got to do stuff. Did you get to have any other encounters, or were you just sitting there going, so this was just Ron's chance to hit my wife pretty much in the business, and I'm just sitting here?
No, I mean, it started as that, but because Ron's a hound.
Yep.
And
not surprising.
He loves the women, so it started as that. But ultimately, like I said, I've done paid scenes. She did more than I did. I mean, after the first scene, you know, I was cool. I could check that off the box and put that on my resume, you know?
She wanted to check that box more, huh?
As it were. Well, she wasn't the only one. I guess some other people wanted to as well, if you know what I'm saying.
The funniest thing, real quick, the funniest thing about the whole thing is I had a buddy, and of course, of all buddies, everybody likes porn. Anyway, let me see how to put this. So him and his girlfriend were watching some movies, and I was down the street at a buddy's house. I come back, and I walk in, and he asked me, "Hey, do you have tattoos on your leg?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Oh.
He goes, "Let me see them." And I see this look on her face, and it's kind of weird, kind of freaking me out. He goes, "Let me see them." So I drop my pants and show him my tattoos, and the realization that they were just watching me and doing their thing kind of made for an awkward situation.
So you really had no idea when he's asking to see your tattoos that this is where this is going. You just assumed he had no clue, and
right.
You just thought that.
Well, wow. He didn't. You know, it's something when I start telling people and talking about it, it sounds so far-fetched that, you know, most people don't believe me because I'm just a regular dude.
Yeah.
I gave them the visual confirmation, and
there any money in it at the time for either you or her?
Oh, yeah. No, she got paid. She got paid like $500 a scene, and I got paid $200 for the couple scenes that I did that I got paid for.
Well, that doesn't seem like enough money. I mean, granted, maybe it was 20 years ago or so, but still.
And he could have the best Throwback Thursday photos of all time.
Yes, he could.
Wanted to.
Damn.
He might get a little censored, but.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. That's that would be surprising to find out. Damn. Well, one of life's biggest questions was just answered, and that, of course, is what does O.J. Simpson think of the Netflix hit show Tiger King? You know we needed his word on this, right?
It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, you're going to hear from O.J. about Tiger King at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.